I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. When sexual exploitation is in the news on a daily basis, how should believers respond? Tracy Doherty is of the Freedom Challenge and Operation Mobilization Initiative.
This is nothing new. I just think that we're more aware of it because of our communication tools available. I can know all of this exploitation and it's a bit overwhelming. But if you look back from the very beginning, this idea of slavery was birthed, or exploitation or power over was birthed in the heart of the enemy to try to mar the image of God's creation.
The Freedom Challenge raises funding and awareness for gospel-centered anti-human trafficking work, and you can learn more at missionnews.org. And Christians are rare in Native America. Ron Hutchcraft with Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says if there are any believers, they're usually the only ones in their family, their school, or even the entire reservation.
We all know that we need fellowship to live for Christ. Well, it's pretty hard for them to find any.
And that's why Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is holding an end-of-the-year winter conference for young Native American Christians later this month.
Many of them come with wounds that they've experienced during the last few months because of the target that they are. And those wounds need bandaging up. They need healing. They need fellowship. They need renewal. They need to put some more logs on the fire of the passion that they had to reach their people for Christ.
Get details and links and look for the rest of the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.